Pro-abortion media admit unborn babies are human beings with senses and emotions. By Catherine Hamilton on September 22, 2022. The pro-abortion media admitted unborn babies have senses and are capable of expressing emotions, directly contradicting the often trotted out false claim that the unborn are not yet human. CBS News, The Guardian, and The Today Show published/aired a story on Thursday detailing a scientific study that produced the first direct evidence that babies react differently to various smells and tastes before they are born. Fetuses are big fans of carrots but not leafy green vegetables, and show it in their faces, scientists said in a new study published Thursday, CBS News reported. A team of scientists studied 4D ultrasound scans of 100 pregnant women and discovered that babies exposed to carrot flavors showed laughter face responses. Those exposed to gale flavors, in contrast, showed more cry face responses. The stories include pictures from the study of unborn babies making facial expressions, reportedly in reaction to different foods. One photo in the CBS News story has a subheading that states, "Fetus is seen apparently smiling after mother eats carrots." FM6 is described by researchers as cheek raiser and FM12 as lip corner puller. The study was published in the journal Psychological Science, and includes scientists from Durham's Fetal and Neonatal Research Lab and Aston University in Birmingham, central England. A team from the National Center for Scientific Research in Burgundy, France, also assisted. Lead postgraduate researcher Basin Ustun said several previous studies have suggested the babies can taste and smell in the womb. But they are based on postbirth outcomes while our study is the first to see these reactions prior to birth, Ustun said. As a result, we think that this repeated exposure to flavors before birth could help to establish food preferences post-birth, which could be important when thinking about messaging around healthy eating and the potential for avoiding food fussiness when weaning. Research co-author Professor Jackie Blissett of Aston University said the study's results could mean that repeated prenatal flavor exposures may lead to preferences for those flavors experienced postnatally. In other words, exposing the fetus to less liked flavors, such as kale, might mean they get used to those flavors in utero, Blissett said. The next step is to examine whether fetuses show less negative responses to these flavors over time, resulting in greater acceptance of those flavors when babies first taste them outside of the womb. When discussing the new study, the hosts of the Today Show on NBC News showed photographs of some amazing baby faces on live television, referring to them as babies several times rather than sterilizing their language with the term fetus. The Guardian entitled its own story, "Taste of Kale Makes Unborn Babies Grimace," finds research also opting to use the term babies. Pregnant women and their unborn babies between 32 to 36 weeks gestation were involved in the study, what would be considered a late-term pregnancy. Notably, far-left Democrats are increasingly arguing that pregnant people should be able to end the lives of their unborn children via abortion at any point in pregnancy, including between 32 to 36 weeks when the study took place. CBS News posted the story to Twitter, only for conservative responses to receive far more engagement than the original post. "It's almost like they're humans and therefore have senses and emotions and stuff, almost there," British rapper Zuby wrote. Zuby also reacted to the Today Show segment saying, "Ah, so they're babies again now? Glad to see this acknowledged in the mainstream. A rare, perhaps accidental, moment of honesty. Carry on. A baby is only a human being when wanted. She's a clump of cells when they don't," Life News pointed out. "Fetuses? Hey CBS News, it's a baby and they clearly have feelings and reactions in the womb despite your agenda to dehumanize them," the House Republican Policy Committee wrote. "You know what they're also not big fans of? Being surgically torn apart in the womb," Virginia State Representative Nick Freitas said.